This is Randy Fermenti from Louisville, Kentucky, and for the next hour you'll be listening to What Happened When We Took the Cat to the Vet. It's a white female fluffy cat. We start out by putting it in the cat carrier, driving to the vet. We do the vet thing. It gets its shots, check out, gets upset, back in the carrier, and back home. It is a little boring in some ways, but on the other hand, it does have a lot of good background effects that might be interesting to some. And the channels are reversed, so you want the driver, of course, on the left and the passenger on the right. For the next hour, cat going to the vet. Should I stuff it yet, or is it a little early?
Take some tape to your hand,
because
you're all
flurful. You mean of cat hair, you mean?
Yep.
Well, that's because the Frelf nets is on the dad chair, or coat.
So, I don't net on the coat, I net under the coat. Let's be accurate, Dad. Ralph is always a stickler for accuracy. He says that's smarter than
that, curlier. Wear my favorite shoes. I think the washer's still going down here, so. Yep. Doo 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 doo. You need any bags or anything to clean out the...
No, I just gotta move stuff around.
Ooh.
Well, I'll go do it now, because... Fruffles. Hiya, Fluff. Hiya, Fluffers. Oh, it's... Oh, you're not going to be happy.
Oh.
I picked it up. I think it's going to get real mad now. It's very heavy. Oh, it's being mad. You're going to hear some noises out of it very soon. I know you're going to be very upset. Uh-oh. It knows. It knows. It's in the carrier. Now... carrier in the house. Ooh, it's getting mad. I know, little furfles. Poor little Furfy.
Did you get all wide?
Well, no. It happened so quick.
According to the car, it's 14 degrees. which is a degree warmer than it was later in the day yesterday.
According to the FERF,
if she meows, her full bodied man at the day it meows.
That's a new one.
If she had somebody to bap, she'd have bapped him, I think.
It happened too quick for her, you know. She thought she was going to have a nice...
gushy. I must say she's working on her range.
Ooh, it's hissing too. Did you hear it go?
Does she think she's trying to roar?
We got the wrong cat, maybe. Well, what can you do? That's a normal meow right there. Well, it's probably kind of cold in here, too, for it, you know, when it was in a nice warm...
Yeah, she doesn't make big winter trouts.
Practicing just for this occasion. I know what to say, and I'm just the perfect cat to say it. I paid the cable bill yesterday, so.
I gotta call the cable. I want to change our selections.
I'll let you do that because I don't have a clue. Because it was $164. It went up like $5 for some reason.
Yeah, the tax increase that they weren't going to pass through, that they passed through anyway.
No.
I want a bag Cinemax. I want whatever gets me BBC because I got a lot of good stuff on BBC. I thought we had BBC at one time. But
I think we did, but it was like a trial flap and...
Actually, I might be able to do it online, but the Cinemax will have to get rid of for the call.
I don't even know what we have.
Well, they keep changing the damn packages. I just click, and if it says it's a subscription service, I let it go. Yep. Wrong. Ralph got all mad when the dad dumped her out of the bed.
Well, if you have a copy of the bill, then you know it should say what packages we
Yeah, but it doesn't detail what's in them.
That was too long.
What they do is they divvy them out so that...
You have to pay for all kinds of them.
Yeah.
To get any...
They take, you know, the typical set of channels a family might want, and they split, like, you know, the Discovery ones are split amongst two or three packages, so you gotta...
Now, what's this they hear about Oprah starting a... Either taking over Discovery Health or...
God only knows.
That'll sure make it go downhill, won't it?
Well, we only have about six shows. And
well, yeah, but they're good. The first couple times. Hiya, Furfles! No! Hiya, Furples. I know you don't like this part of the day, but, you know... Oh, he's really mad.
Got a catty cookie.
14 degrees.
You don't even have your coat zipped up or gloves on. What a cold.
Well, we're not going to go to Alaska. Did you lock your flap there? Was that?
That was a row of inquiry.
Why, you little furfles? Are you mad?
She says this is the canky place.
Is it mad?
She says this is where I had my operation. She says I don't like my operation.
It doesn't want to play, does it? Look mad or sad? Oh, there it comes. Oh. Hiya, Furf.
She says, we need to get her.
We can get out of here. Look at that. Look at that. Wonder why it does that. She's talking to us or someone else?
Yeah. She's on the phone.
Well, she said all right before the phone flapped.
Okay. So she's not here. She says, it's safe to morale, Dad.
I'd like to testify.
It's a terrible responsibility to put me in charge of the whole situation, Dad. We can get out of here. I think. I want to know where they got the SUV, she says. I know there's SUVs behind this. She said the one across the street was just a decoy. I know now. Alright.
Not too happy today, but...
Little thingy straight ahead of you.
Oh.
I suppose you should just leave her in until it's time to...
Yeah. He'll be in with you in just a minute.
Yeah, Furfles, let's turn you around so they can get at you.
So I should probably put it on the floor so I know where it is if I have to snag it in there, huh? Or just...
Just leave it on the table. There's room. Believe me, as soon as it's over, they retreat quickly back into the thing that they hated before.
Well, it might want to. If we hang on to it, we'll see if it wants to.
I think you're setting yourself up for... You'll have to pry her out. She'll have limpet-like quality. I gotta get some more flea flap today, too.
At least I can pet it. What the matter, Purples?
Morning.
Hi.
Well,
hey. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
14 out.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Alright.
You want me to...
So Twinkie's here for annuals, huh?
Yep, and we're going to need another 12 months of revolution, too.
Okay. How's Twinkie been doing?
Well, I'm going to have to hang on to her probably for you, because...
Yeah.
She tends to get all wound up.
Really? Okay. Well, let's close this real quick so she doesn't have somewhere to run to.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Okay. So she's been doing okay at home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Eating, drinking okay?
Oh, yeah.
Any vomiting, diarrhea, health concerns, itching, scratching?
No.
No? Well, that's really good. These are the visits we like, Twinkie.
You give it a brush every couple days or every day?
Well, she looks good. Looks real good.
Kind of fluffy.
Yeah, she's pretty. Well, if I could borrow her for 1 second, I'm just going to weigh her real quick.
All right.
Come here, sweetie. It's okay.
I
like cats.
I don't like you and your ancestry is questionable.
I know. How's Moopa?
Oh, she's better. Gums are recovered, so.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to be raising too much of a fuss, huh?
Well, she's in her panic mode. She's been grasped by a villain that she doesn't like and who has questionable ancestry.
Here she is. 11 pounds and 10 ounces.
Boy.
Oh, you're porking
up.
Good,
thank you. All right. Well, I'm going to get everything ready for you and then have Dr. Stauffer in to check her out and do some vaccines, okay?
Oh,
all right.
We're going to let the mightier powers take care of
this. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh,
this is above my head.
Which is probably just as well.
What's the matter, Furfles? Should I let it in the thing again? Or?
No, just keep her out. She seems to be fairly... resigned to her fate at this point. She says, well, I guess if being grasped and weighed is all they're going to do.
What did he say, 11?
11 something.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't too bad. I mean, you know.
Well, the thing is she actually is a big cat. I mean, if we shaved her down, she'd probably have bones half again as big as Ralph. And Ralph's got those dainty little feet, and the Furf has those big, you know, snowshoes.
And the footprint.
And they have the footprint to match.
It's purbling just a little bit.
Well, they also purble when they're stressed.
Well, what's it want? What's it looking?
So, Dad, you let me down. She says, I weigh myself at home all the time.
She says, that wasn't bad.
She says, I could have told him how much I weighed. I weighed myself all the time.
No, no.
Thought the frequency was wrong.
And maybe the species. Dogs do that, don't they?
They're the silent but deadly ones.
She's a little fluffy.
See, when I think when you don't got cheeks, you don't really make noise unless it's major, like that time the poor fuzz. That poor fuzz scared herself across the room.
She's hanging close to her dad, isn't it?
Yep, we'll get you a new collie when your license comes.
Oh, you little furfies. It's okay, little furfies. I know the next person that comes in that door. So you recommend the shoulder shots first and then...
Yeah, you know how she gets about her hiney.
Looking around. Hair all over the place. Uh-oh. Oh,
there's one thing I forgot to tell you about it. One of the vaccines we're going to do today, the FBRCP, which is for upper respiratory, the C in that stands for Khaleesi, which is a type of virus, upper respiratory virus. There's a mutated strain of the Khaleesi that's they've just kind of discovered within the last year and a half or so.
Just like people stuff,
yeah. Yeah. Well, this one, though, it's highly contagious. It can be passed as easily as a single hair, and it's also deadly in about 60% of the cats that have caught it. We haven't seen it in Kentucky at all. They've only found it in a few different places. But it's something that when it happens, you know, the clinic itself can't see cats for 6 months, and I mean, it's really contagious. The vaccine
society will kill all its animals again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have to go through all this stuff just to keep it contained. There is a vaccine that they discovered that they worked up after they found the mutation, which is really good. The vaccine we're going to be doing today has that in it. The thing is since it's the first time we've done it on Twinkie, she has to come back.
Yeah, we need
that. Yeah, we got that from Ralph. We just didn't know why.
Okay. Yeah, and the other one doesn't cost any money either to do. It's included in the price of the first one. The other thing is, we usually check a fecal sample once a year. Is that something, did you guys want to bring a fecal sample back?
Well, we can bring one the next time.
Okay, is that something, do you want me to include it today as far as the charges go, or do you
might
want
as well. That
might
way
as well?
We can just...
Okay, well, I'll give you a little tube that you can bring back that'll say prepaid on it. So whenever you get a time, you know, you can just drop it off whenever it's convenient.
When we bring her back for a shot.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, thank you.
Did you hear that, Furf?
There's scary stuff out there.
It's getting up to set.
She's mutated, Dad. Mutated.
Well, there's sure germs after little kitties, aren't there?
And there are those couple cats that wander around, so... Oh, the one I saw the other night looked pretty prosperous. In fact, it looked half again as big as the Furf, even with her Furf. Might be a big old tomcat.
Look at that tail. I think it knows what's going to happen to it, though.
They were talking about my pooey dad. I don't suppose it matters whose turd gets it, because...
Oh, yeah, that's a thought. How are you going to separate turds?
It won't matter, because if one of them needs treated, the other one needs treated, so...
Just me again. Did you say you wanted to do a whole year of the revolution?
Yeah, because I got the two cats, so...
Yeah. Okay, well, you get, I think you get a... I'm trying to think if it's a...
You used to get 13.
Yeah.
So now we have one lone one, so we need that 13th one to make the pair.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I'll get that ready for you.
Okay.
Well, cats are complicated, that's...
Well, dogs take even more naked.
Oh, you hear that, Furf?
They can't even handle their own potty issues, right, Furf?
Since the dad handles my potty issues.
Yeah, if they find anything in the stools, I get doses for both of them.
What are they finding, like worms, you mean? Or are they, yep. What are they looking for?
Yep.
Which I suppose they could, but you'd think it'd be...
The Revolution does one kind or other. I forget which one, but there's one kind they can still get.
I'm sure in the spring and the summer they do their share of digging and...
Well, eat grass.
Yeah, yeah. What do you eat grass for, by the way, first?
I don't know. And she always goes for the really hanky grass. It's not like the purple grass. It's not the tender, dainty grass. It must be some way of getting hair balls through.
She says, how about those nastertiums?
I love to grow nastertiums in the back.
You think it'd snap one off for you? Or you...
I think that was a fuzz thing.
You got long whiskers. Is your whiskers longer than they're supposed to be?
She says, I got a full rack of whiskers.
She says, you leave my whiskers alone.
I got a full rack.
Leave my whiskers alone.
It's tapeworms. We'll have to bring them both back for another shot. The best thing for that is a shot because it gets rid of all the stages.
For what kind of...
Tapeworms.
Oh.
Roundworms, there's a real even liquid that they give.
I think it's backing up. Can't back up anymore, Furf. Or you'll fall off the Hank.
She was trying to be clever and back out of a situation, but she would have fallen right off and into the Hank. This isn't a time for me to extrude through the grill into the cage. I could get my head through one of those little squares easy.
She's taking on like a whole different shape, isn't she? Uh-oh.
Don't mind me. I gotta find something. There it is.
You're faking her out is what you're doing. See, she won't know when the actual shot comes.
Yep.
Says I can get through those squares easy.
She's getting a little jumpy. I wish they'd come and do whatever they're going to do. She's getting her worked up. Well, there's statticles in here too.
It's really dry. Yeah, I think the humidifier is making a difference because I'm not as itchy at night as I am usually.
Well, I think I got it on just enough to flab it, and yet it's not running all the time. I think once it gets in the 40s again, just turn it off, because it's... That thing does waste a lot of hot water, I'll tell you that. Dad, what are they doing? Little fuffles. Well, you can turn around.
Let's look at your coat, see if she'll get in your coat.
Yeah, she just likes coke.
To hide in your coat.
Yeah, it's hiding time's over.
I'll take them and you run, Dad. She's sniffing her pit.
Well.
She says, even a sister smells good at a time.
Oops, not what it's doing. It's
putting its head. See, I think she wants to either escape or want some comfort. So if you open your coat, she'll get in your coat.
Well, I don't want to get too friendly.
How could you do this to me, Dad, when I love you? She says, now there's mutants around.
Is that all Furf hair that came down off
of? Yeah, she says, did you hear what he said about mutants? Now there's mutants around.
So that like a pneumonia, or?
I think that's probably what it turns into. wonder if that's what killed those cats. Remember when you were in the crummy apartment, they had all the cats dying?
Well, who knows? I'm sure they all had malnutrition and...
Yeah, so... I believe that people, I mean, and they were pedigreed, had been pedigreed animals, too. That was what freaked me out.
Well, I'm sure a lot of crummy apartments down there have that problem. Remember that note that woman wrote about that sunflower that someone chopped off?
Oh, yeah.
I think it wants to go in. If I get in there, then maybe they'll take me home.
Just figure out how to get my head through the little square, I'll be fine. If I get my head through, the rest of me will calm. She says, it's starting to smell like home in there. I don't even mind snuffing the furf at this point.
The whole thing has a different shape when it's like this. It's kind of... Oh, look at that. It's an old cat.
He's all fluffy and hairy.
Well, there's the coat. I don't think you can get in the coat, though. See?
She says, there aren't any mutants in there, are there? She didn't like the word mutant. That upset her. Not a mutant SUV.
What's just about a half to come back?
Now there's mutants driving SUVs. That upsets her.
Boy, there's staticles. I hate to pit her too much because sometimes the staticles... Yeah, look at that. Oh, you can't go off the flap.
She's got her tail tucked down like the doggies do. Don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'll get a bag of rice today. I'll just get the...
Oh, we're going to take the first bag first, of course, right?
Yeah.
Matter purples. Oh,
alright. Here's a revolution. You know, the new deal when you get a year, instead of getting a free one, you pay for 10 doses. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
instead
okay.
of 12. So you actually get 2 free doses. But you don't have that one to match.
Cool. Yeah, well,
match your
we'll just keep
one.
Going. We'll just rotate it through.
Yeah. The deal, if you get 6 months, you still get a free one, but I don't know. I guess it's easier just to give you, charge you for 10 instead of giving out 2 free ones.
All right. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine. The cat's kind of...
Going to be stirred up?
Yep.
A little bit nervous?
She's pretty. She'll be singularly annoyed. She's getting her annoying face. Yes, yeah. She's preparing herself.
That's a
for
good
battle.
Way to describe it, huh? Hi, honey. How are you? Come here, let me hold you. Come on. Kiss your little head.
She doesn't... She says this one doesn't suck up like the other guy does.
What you got on your head, girl?
Well,
candy heads.
You got some food on your head. It's okay, baby. It's okay. I know.
He likes to help and put it in a bowl.
How old is she?
So we got her in...
Was she
2002?
6? 5, 6?
Yeah, but maybe 6.
Okay. Her teeth look pretty good. She had those cleaned recently?
Yeah.
Good. They look pretty good. Oh, my baby! I'm just looking at your ear. Oh my, you're upset. Here we go. I'm going to take you a turn here. Okay.
Let's have Todd hold on to your little head.
might be happy if
Todd,
I do it.
Yeah, okay.
Let's put Todd in arm's way.
He likes it.
He hasn't lost an arm recently.
No, not recently.
Well, Todd has a calming effect on cats.
Well, if she gets too nuts, you know.
Yeah, we recommend to do the front end first and then the back end because she gets a little crazy around her butt.
Okay, well, we'll save that for the last. Your hair's getting all fluffy. You need a good brush. Does she let you guys brush her?
Yeah. I brush her every day for a minute or so. Then she gets upset and leaves.
She sounds like a pretty good cat, huh? Pretty stereotypical cat.
I didn't expect that little hiss from you, Angel.
You may get more than that soon.
You're doing really good. Her heart sounds good. All right, baby.
Now for the excitement.
Look at the back end.
When she gets stressed, the minute she gets stressed, her fur gets all weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, the hiney is sacred territory.
Of course.
Uh-oh, growlies.
It's okay.
It's okay, Twinkie.
You just got a little junk in there. I don't know what that is. Okay, that's it. I'm done with that. Don't do it. She's looking pretty good. Oh, my goodness.
Not the butt.
I'm done with the butt.
There.
Has she gained some weight?
A little bit.
Okay, it looked like she put on a little bit of weight. I'd like her to go the other direction a little bit. But she's not, certainly not in a horrible way, but I would definitely like her to lose a little weight. Okay, do you want to hold her for the shots or do you want Todd to?
I can hold her.
Take both of you and get to the back end.
Begin to which ending do the first? Front?
I give him on the back, on the back legs.
Ooh. Oh dear.
She'll be okay.
You know, he can stand by in case she gets out of control.
I'm just going to pet her and hopefully. I think I'm distracting her.
She's doing pretty good.
Uh-huh. Oh my.
It's okay, Twinkie. Oh, so don't think I'm doing it. Look, both hands are occupied. It's not me.
She's like, you're allowing it.
I know.
One more, Angel. Here's the leukemia.
And your ancestry is questionable, she says.
Angel.
It's okay, sweetie.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's okay.
And bite.
Oh, watch your hands there. Yep. She's starting to get upset. Twinkie. Here, it's okay. I got it. Well, she's still got one more vaccine.
Yeah, when she's done, let her retreat with dignity and speed.
Yeah.
It may take all of us to hold on to her here.
Go on with it, lady.
Here, she's holding on to the front of the cage. It's okay.
There you go. Run away. We're done. You can go in.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, there she goes.
Man, I'm all kinds of mad.
I told you I was mad. I'm mad.
Why don't you all listen to me? Sorry, I didn't mean to. I just wanted to get him out of the way.
Well, it was all the butt. She really?
Apparently she has control over the lights, too. All right.
Sorry, Twinkie.
I am sorry about that. Oh, here's the container for her stool sample.
Okay.
That with that for you. She's looking good, guys. I think her teeth look good. Otherwise, she's been pretty healthy, right?
Yeah.
Good. Well, let's watch the weight. Do y'all, as far as eating, do they eat?
Mostly
these kind of...
eat chicken soup for the cat, so light.
What's that?
Chicken soup for the cat soul. It's a whole line of cat food.
I've never heard of that.
It's one of the natural ones.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Okay.
No weird, strange portions of animals that you never heard of.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and they like it. They do.
Yeah.
Seem to do good. Okay. Do you all just put food out? Is it out all the time? Or okay. Maybe just cut back a little bit on the volume since she's gaining a little. I mean, again, she's not in. It's not in a horrible, in a horrible way. But I'd like to see her a little bit lighter. That's all I've got. Otherwise, she looks great. Questions? Concerns?
No,
worries?
No.
We'll bring her back for a booster, and okay. Oh, that'll be fun. It'll only be one shot, so.
Yeah. Moonpie doing good?
Yeah.
Good. Good to hear.
She always perks up when she's getting well. She had a rough week or so with the gums after the surgery, but then she's real perky afterwards because I've been much healed better once it heals.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
You ready to go, kiddo?
She's
places I've been.
I'm going to go home and raise all kind of trouble.
I bet she gallops through the hole. I bet she does a 3-story gallop when we get her home.
Good to see y'all.
Yep.
Y'all have a good week?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, it's the tapeworm they're looking for. Because it controls hookworm and roundworm. I knew there was one that didn't do it. I don't remember which.
I got a pocket if you want me to.
No, I just stuff everything in my purse. Yeah, there's just a. If it comes back with tapeworms, we'll just bring them both in because one of them's got a million of those too. You all have a good week.
Thank you.
Sorry, Twinkie.
What?
The little heart tags.
Set it out. Well, you probably want a fresh one that's not been in the box for years, too, right?
I'm sorry?
Oh,
yeah, we'll get it the same, you know.
Did get a good little claw scratch in there.
Lucky that's all you got. I wish you was fucking thrashing. Took every bit of both of you all over. They tried to take your temperature too, took them all over.
You had more than her fill. And she will need to come back in 3 weeks for that booster as well.
Yeah.
Did you want to go ahead and see?
set up for that?
No, we'll call.
Okay.
If you just want to make it 3 weeks from Thursday or something.
Oh, no, it'll only take a couple hours off.
Oh, okay.
Get out of there for a couple hours.
Just to take a break.
Yeah.
And there you go. Thank you. You're welcome. You all have a good day.
Yeah.
One kitty will be a lot happier once you're back home.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Car's unlocked.
Here we go, Furfins.
Oh, that's right. I got to change the battery on my mouse, too. Today, let's get a max signal.
Yeah, I guess those batteries in those new kind of flaps don't last very long. Was it take a AAA or a special? There you go, Furfles. Oh, Arfy, Arfy.
She was trying to leave, trying to turn over so she could shred you. Or...
It was just mad.
It was all about the butt.
It was like hanging on to a wild animal. So he kind of had his hand on her too.
He was hanging on.
Yeah, I think they kept her in better control, you know.
Because I think she was more wound this time than she was last time, if it's possible. So, did you record her?
Yeah, I'm still recording. I'll turn it off after we... It wasn't a good recording. You know, it's got a few hisses.
Because she was more into the violence than the... She should be the one that's porking up because Ralph's the one with the food fetish.
Well, yeah, but the Ralph barfs have hers.
True. But, you know, she doesn't even eat her breakfast half the time. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't seem to be in the crunch bowl as much as the Ralph. Where she's probably more sedentary.
Yeah, we got to get it on a treadmill.
I don't know which was worse, all that hiney butt shooting or the fact that they said that I was porking up.
They don't usually take blood every flap unless there's a problem.
Basically, when they get older, they do. A couple, 3 more years, they'll start. I'm hoping by then they'll have one of those vets that has a mobile van. Until I'm middle-aged, Dad.
What'd she weigh last time, I wonder?
She was under 10 pounds.
shave the fur off, that'd be a pound or two anyway, right?
Of course, I think she's more active in the summer. Because she does make trouts and stuff then.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it this year. If it gets worse next year, then maybe we can... Not much you can do about it anyway.
Well, they're already eating light food. The little amount of candy they get isn't hardly enough to pod your squid cake. So there'll be a, you know, reasonably fresh turd in the hank, and whosever turd it is gets tested, but we'll just treat them both.
Why, don't they scratch their butt more and stuff if they got worms, or can't you always tell that way?
Not so much, no. That's more of a dog thing. That's more anal glands than it is worms. Tapeworms, I think, are the ones with a complicated life cycle involving snails. Which are probably by the furfoot habit, because she eats the grass. I think they get on the grass and shit.
Well, we'll have to take her to college and tell her to quit eating grass.
Hi. Yeah, you can be real brave now, Fuffles. The closer we get to the house, the braver she gets. At least now you got a sore butt to complain about. Before you were just being a snaggle bag. Wow. You got that really good one where she kind of went, oh.
Well, I got them all.
That was a definitely new squeak.
Furfles. Hiya, Furf. Time to come home. I know. No more big meows. It's not necessary.
Okay. I know. And we'll set the carrier down. Cat got out of the carrier. Yep. And why is it still meowing?
Ow. Ow. They're killing me. Ow. I thought she was going to gallop. She meant to meow it out before she gallops.
Well, she's got a lot to talk about, but nobody to listen. Poor little Furfy. Okay, this is the official end of the recording.